When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay. Welcome back in. Hour number three, Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Encourage all of you to go subscribe to the podcast. You can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton. You will be able to see and hear every single aspect of our program there, including some podcast specials that will not be airing on the radio. We think you guys will enjoy it. Encourage you to go subscribe. It's free. Search out my name, Clay Travis. Search out Buck Sexton on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Spotify, wherever your podcasting needs may be. Boom. Go ahead and sign up and give us 5 stars while you're there. Breaking news. We anticipated, told you it was coming, but the Federal Reserve has officially raised its key rate by 0.75 points for a third straight time to fight inflation. This was not a particular surprise, although Buck maybe suggesting that Wall Street is getting nervous about the Fed not being aggressive enough. Stocks are now down a couple of 100 points in the wake of this decision. I did not hear very many people arguing that they needed less than a 0.75 rate increase. A lot of people out there were saying maybe a full point was justified. And I wonder on some level whether that is the reaction on Wall Street. Regardless, stocks now down. Biden has been in office for almost 2 years, and I'll get the staff to look this up again because I can't remember the exact number, but effectively, if you had bought stock on the day that Joe Biden entered into the White House, January 20th, I believe, of 2021, I believe at best you are essentially break even, and I think you're down a little bit now, which is not that common to have a 2-year process where the stock market has essentially not moved and or gone down, one of many things that Joe Biden has gotten wrong. A lot of discussion out there, although I think it will fade quickly. The New York Attorney General, who is running for re-election in 48 days, Letitia James, has made the decision to file a lawsuit, civil in nature, not criminal, alleging that Trump had committed fraud on some of his applications for loans in the state of New York. This feels transparently political. And again, it is civil, not criminal in nature, meaning it is effectively a money-based argument. She's seeking $250 million in penalties.
Yeah. Good luck with that
associated
one.
With that.
The former attorney general under Trump and under George H.W. Bush, Bill Barr, he's on Fox right now. I just saw the quote a second ago, though, that this Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, civil suit is the result of Trump derangement syndrome. Barr is, I know people have their criticisms of him sometimes in this audience. He did some very good things under Trump. He, you know, him and Trump had a parting of ways toward the end of the administration. He's a very smart lawyer. And if he says that this is crazy town, it's crazy town.
Well, And Buck, we said this in the first hour. As soon as this news came down and you see that it is civil and not criminal, I just immediately kind of toss it on the scrap heap of this is not a story that is very significant. Now, she says that she referred what she believes are criminal acts to the federal government, to the IRS. But my point on this is, if she had the goods, she would have brought the case herself under state statutory law of a criminal nature. She wants Trump badly. The fact that all she could put together were civil charges, civil lawsuit-related allegations, as opposed to criminal, is I think, a very big deal here. And remember, the Southern District of New York, I believe I'm correct in that, Buck, whatever district had the official Trump investigation that was going, Alvin Bragg is the newest. Am I correct in this? I think I've got all this right. You're the New Yorker. I'll defer to you if I get it wrong. But reports have been that he has essentially said there doesn't seem to be much of a criminal nature that he's going to be able to bring in the Southern District of New York against Trump either. And so
Alvin Bragg is the district attorney for New York City. So okay, the Southern District of New York would be that. I don't know. I don't even know who the
U.S. attorney came out basically. Yeah. So I apologize for getting that wrong. There was a report that came out. It may have been 5 or 6 months ago that essentially said the federal courts in New York that had been investigating Trump, they basically let it go. Let that grand jury expire.
Just to be clear, Damian Williams, who I've honestly never even heard of before, I believe is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District right now, nominated by Biden in August of 2021. So it's only been a year. And Williams, this is interesting. So Damian Williams only been in office as the U.S. attorney and the Southern District is, by the way, it's where our friend Andy McCarthy spent over 20
That's
years
right.
as an AUSA. They handle a lot of, the two courts you're going to get sort of the biggest stuff going on is usually the Southern District and the D.C. Circuit, right? D.C. Circuit courts handle a lot of the federal government stuff. The Southern District gets all the big Wall Street cases, obviously because of where Trump is and the Trump Organization is. It would fall under the Southern District of New York. In that respect, I dealt with the World Trade Center case, bombings, things like that. A lot of terrorism cases, Southern District. Clay, Damian Williams is not a name that people know, and that might change depending on how this all goes forward. You know, we all know that prosecutors at this level often take very big cases to make their careers, and even if they have higher aspirations. So, Bragg, who is the attorney, district attorney for New York City, has basically said, look, that the Trump tax evasion
That's
thing
right.
for New York state tax. Also, the other thing, dealing with state tax authorities is annoying. Dealing with the federal tax authorities can send you to prison, right? I mean, it's usually a different level as well.
So my point on it is, and I kind of got all that mixed up, but there has not been any suggestion that criminal charges are coming out of the state of New York, either federal, state, or city-related charges of a variety of degrees. So Alvin Bragg basically has kind of waved the white flag. We don't know necessarily what the Southern District of New York would do. That would certainly be under the purview to a large extent of Merrick Garland, the attorney general. And it's hard to believe that if he's making a case elsewhere, he would want the charges brought there. But the big picture here is, and I think it's significant, these are civil allegations. Letitia James has spent years trying to get Donald Trump. She promised that she was going to do it. She is running for re-election. In 48 days, she's on the ballot as the AG of New York. And she has only been able to make civil now allegations stick against Donald Trump. Still nothing criminal.
I would also like all these voices that we always hear from in the media and these former government officials talk about our sacred democracy and our institutions and the institutions of government and how important it is to protect them, always in the context of Donald Trump and the Republicans are tearing all this down. What could be more damaging to the public's faith in the most fearsome weapon the federal government has against its own citizens, short of just turning the military on everybody, is the prosecutor's office. And the one that's by far the most likely to ruin your life. If a federal prosecutor decides that he or she is coming after you, you're probably going bankrupt, your reputation is probably destroyed, and you may end up in federal prison for a long time. There is very little you can think of, I believe, that would be more damaging to the public's faith in the apparatus in the government than this maniacal get Trump, bring the suit, bring the investigation, look for more charges, leak more stuff from the prosecutor's offices. At some point, everyone's got to realize this is just nuts. These people, the little commissars, have gone too far.
And we have to think about what the motivations are. Our staff, Greg, did a good job for us whipping this thing up. This is Letitia James talking about how she's going to go after Donald Trump. This is, again, the current New York Attorney General talking about going after former President Donald Trump. This is a montage. Listen to this.
Say one name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you. Get off your ass and vote.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally.
This is illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
I mean, so, Buck, when you're a prosecutor and you brag that you're going to sue Trump, and then you sue Trump, I think there are a lot of people out there who say, yeah, this doesn't really feel like justice being blind, especially in an era in New York City and New York State when crime is rampant. All of the resources, I would love to know how much money they've spent investigating Donald Trump over this issue to file a civil lawsuit, not a criminal lawsuit. It feels like a swing and a miss by someone who was desperate to try to get Trump and send him away.
And this is also why I think it's really important, it has been important and will continue to be going forward, that the benefit of the doubt with any of this stuff for any fair-minded person needs to go to Trump every time. Meaning, anytime you hear, oh, the walls are closing in, another investigation, Trump did this crime or that crime. No. This is a tactic. This is what they do. And this is why when we see the nuclear secret story in the Washington Post about the Mar-a-Lago documents, it's no, sorry. We do not trust the libs who push this stuff. We do not trust the prosecutors and FBI and investigators. They have broken our trust. They do not deserve our trust. Anything involving Trump, you have to start from this premise of this is dirty politics once again.
Yeah, and I think this is also worth mentioning for people who might not have heard the first hour. You and I are now, however, in agreement that they are going to charge Trump.
I think it's
with
probable they will
criminal.
Charge. I never thought they were never going to charge Trump. I just have thought at different times. I think it's been, you know, it's like the odds in Vegas have been changing, right? On the elections. I think that they've been seeing how it all plays out. I mean, the one that I know, I'm going to have to come out here and do a big mea culpa if they end up with federal criminal charges against Hunter Biden. That will be a shock to me. If they bring an obstruction charge against Donald Trump for classified documents, I think the chance of that probably is 60-40 right now.
Yeah, I think they're going to do it. And the timing on it, I don't think they'll do it before the election. But I do think it's worth contemplating for everybody out there, because there'll be a lot of attention for this for a couple of days, and then it's going to get bogged down in civil litigation and go on for years. Trust me on this. The big story will be, oh, she referred so many documents and so much information of criminal nature, and she claimed that she had it all. If she had it, and if she had the president dead to rights on criminal charges, even close to it, she would have brought these charges herself, Buck. She wouldn't have passed it off to the federal government. She would have found the state statute to attach it to. She wants, and there's so many of these prosecutors, the one down in Atlanta, Letitia James, so many of these investigations, they want to become effectively made men in the Democrat Party by being the person who took down Donald Trump, because for their own political legitimacy, that gives them the next generation worth of things to run on.
I just want to know, how do we get the libs to come down off the ledge here of their Trump derangement syndrome? I mean, what happens to them? Let's say Trump doesn't run, or, you know, let's say that they don't have this anymore. There's really this expectation that has been created in the NPR listening, CNN watching, New York Times reading audience that this is this pivotal moment in the country. I mean, and they believe this. There are people who think that they are completely on solid ground saying that Donald Trump could destroy the entire country if he's president again. I mean, we don't sit here. I'm not saying Biden himself is going to end America. He's just kind of a dumb guy who's doing bad things that are making everything more expensive, less safe, and more annoying. But I'm not saying that he's going to end the republic as we know it. He's not smart enough to figure out how to do it, I think. They actually say that about Trump all the time.
Yeah, my concern is they're going to pivot that allegation no matter who.
Oh, it's going to be Ron DeSantis.
Is. They will
move to Ron DeSantis is actually, Trump is worse than Hitler, and Ron DeSantis is worse than Trump, who is worse than Hitler. They will do it without batting an eyelash.
100%. So I don't know that it's going to go away. I think they bought in so aggressively to the idea that their opponents are evil that the opponent doesn't even matter that much. Trump is to a large degree a symptom of their insanity, not the cause of it. That's my thesis now. Business owners don't have it easy these days, particularly when it comes to managing staff. Hiring good and talented people, keeping up with changing regulations, HR compliance, processing payroll. Look, you know what I'm talking about if you are trying to run a business right now. There's a limit to what you can do to keep your employees engaged and simultaneously be able to run your business. Thankfully, Insperity's out there. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy, focusing on the health of your organization. What if your HR strategy included access to better benefits to help you keep the employees you have and attract new ones? What if it also offered training for your employees to increase their skills so they became more productive? There will always be challenges to face in business, no matter where they come from. Insperity is ready to help you move past them by providing the HR solutions you need. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
The torch of truth, passed and still lit every day. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year.
all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. A little bit of backup for Team Buck over here, Mr. Clay, coming courtesy of Alan from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Alan, you have some thoughts on the Royals.
Yeah, for sure. You guys love to talk about meritocracy. That's what we're all about, man. You know, George Washington, they wanted to make him king. He said, no way. So we should not be engaging and enjoying anything that's just by virtue of being born, you're suddenly important. No way, meritocracy.
I'm not saying I want an American royal family, all right? I'm not saying that I support it. I'm just saying that it's entertaining. And that I can't look away and that I care about the drama in the same way that I care about drama ever. Look, I want drama to exist everywhere except in my own life and in my own house. I want drama-free existence for me. I want everybody else to have drama everywhere we look. I like
I promise you guys, if Clay ever shows up wearing a crown with like a big a cape with like white trim and it's all red or purple or whatever, I promise I will call him out. Alan, thanks for calling in. He's with me on the Royals. At least not everybody's brought in by this. And then there's something else that I wanted to mention for everybody, and that is that Fauci is still making the rounds. Here he is on the Biden pandemic comment, because we're going to talk about this more in a second, saying that we're not where we need to be.
The intensity of the outbreak now, even though it is, I believe, unacceptably high, where we're having 400 deaths per day, when you compare it to the fulminant stages we've experienced over the past year or so, where we used to have 800,000 to 900,000 cases per day and over 3,000 deaths per day, we are much better off now, but we are not where we need to be if we're going to be able to, quote, live with the virus.
No, we actually are where we need to be.
Man whose entire reason for existence is virus continues to find virus important. I mean, that's kind of the story here, right? If yep. Fauci ever came out and said, you know, COVID's over, he would have no reason to exist anymore. No one would care what he had to say on anything. So, of course, he and all these other COVID experts, and experts is in quotation mark, are going to be arguing that COVID hasn't gone anyway. But we'll find out what the private Fauci was saying from our next guest, Buck.
If you own a business, you could use a break these days. If your business has five or more employees and you manage to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. How do you get your business this refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had an increase in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward at GetRefunds.com.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are joined now by Brian Morgenstern. We were just talking about the hypocrisy out there from our good friend, Dr. Fauci. And Brian has got a great book out. He was a former White House Deputy Press Secretary. He's the owner of Win the Future Strategies. And his book is out, Vignettes and Vino, Dinner Table Stories from the Trump White House with Recipes and Cocktail Pairings. Behind the scenes, Brian, I read this and I was like, it doesn't surprise me at all. Dr. Fauci actually mocked the stupidity of restaurant restrictions where you had to wear a mask until you sat down at your table.
Yes, Clay and Buck, it's great to be with you. And yes, of course he did. My blood was boiling because everyone was suffering from pandemic restrictions. And of course, people would walk into a restaurant wearing a mask and then sit down at the table and have a conversation and a whole meal with no mask on. Anyone with common sense knows that that was ridiculous, including Fauci, because I was in a meeting with him when he commented on that and laughed about how ridiculous it was. But of course, he wouldn't then go out and tell the people that some of the restrictions were ridiculous. He would just kind of laugh behind their backs, including at his own comment about wearing goggles and multiple masks, which he made on television after, of course, he was against masks. Before he was for them. And then when he was for them, he was for multiple masks and goggles. And behind the scenes, he was laughing about how ridiculous his own comments were and how he could really just get everybody to believe anything this guy said. But he was wrong about everything over the course of the pandemic. The media painted this guy to be America's doctor. But speaking for myself, I don't want him to be my personal doctor, let alone the country's doctor, because he was wrong about every major thing throughout the pandemic.
So, Brian, it's Buck. You were obviously deputy press secretary, Trump White House. You're there in the early stages of the pandemic. All this stuff is going on. For me, the original sin of Fauciism was the flip-flop on masks, right? He initially is going, look, masks doesn't really do anything. It might make people feel better. And then all of a sudden, it's just there are all these mask policies going in all across the country, the federal mask mandate on planes. Was there an awareness in the White House of that Fauci switch? Like, how did that actually come to be? And I also want to ask you, senior White House official, I can't remember who it was now, who actually claimed that Dr. Birx was as bad as Fauci on the duplicity and all this stuff. So I wanted to tackle both of those.
So there was a sense that Fauci and Birx, both actually, were really erring on the side of caution. That is the understatement of the century in terms of advocating for restrictive policies. And Scott Atlas, remember President Trump brought him onto the task force. He was the kind of voice who would say the cure can't be worse than the disease. There was an atmosphere in the country that COVID was this unknown silent killer, and so we should be safe rather than sorry. And so the kind of voices of caution won out at that time. We knew that Fauci and Birx liked to get a lot of attention, and in order to get a lot of attention, they had to scare people. And so they did that a lot. The sort of fine line we had to walk was let people know that President Trump was taking the pandemic seriously, but again, that the cure can't be worse than the disease. I don't know if that kind of answered both of your questions in one statement, but I'm happy to take another swing at it.
Yeah, Brian, obviously we know Fauci is a fraud, and we've been frustrated with him on this program for the entire length of the time that we've been on the air together. And before that, when we had solo shows, we were super frustrated with him. What was the overall vibe of Fauci behind the scenes in the White House? In other words, how much you've told us that he would say things privately, which were very different than what he would say publicly. How much of a difference was there in Fauci in public and private in general?
So he was the joke that we used to tell was we would refer to him as Saint Anthony because of how he was portrayed in the media. But what we had learned in dealing with him was that he was really an egomaniac who was wrong a lot. And that's very dangerous when you're talking about science and medicine, of course. He was wrong about the severity of the virus early on. He said it was not something people should worry about. He was before masks or against masks before he was for them. He said vaccines could not possibly be created in less than 18 months. Now we created them in 9 months. He can argue about the efficacy, but the process was 9 months. He was wrong by exactly 100%. He said he was wrong about when President Trump should be vaccinated because he had already had COVID. I mean, I can go on and on, but he was not an easy person to deal with, of course. He's the only person I ever encountered to use the term Latinx unironically. He would always talk about the vaccine studies that we got to get more Latinx in the studies. Got to have more Latinx.
That's actually a perfect example of how left wing he is, too, by the way.
It's also pretty good
break.
Fauci that Brian's pulled there. I'm feeling, you know, Brian's giving
the
me a
pressure
little,
putting
little
it on
competition.
You.
So Fauci was obviously, I mean, I joke around with people, but I'm not really that joking that I don't think anyone thinks Fauci's worse than I do. Did Trump figure this out? Like, I mean, this is because right now, you know, we support the big guy and there are a lot of things that he did that were fantastic. But he says, I did the opposite of everything Fauci told me to do. Unfortunately, that's not true. At what point did Trump realize this guy's, meaning Fauci, is a problem?
So there were comments that President Trump made that I think had leaked out. I think he was making them on a teletown hall to some donors at the time, if my memory serves. And he basically articulated the position that most of us had at that time from a purely sort of campaign public relations standpoint. And again, walking that fine line of taking the virus seriously, but also trying to do the right thing for the people and not having the cure be worse than the disease. The president said, I'm basically stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm paraphrasing. He said, if I fire the guy, I pull him off TV, I take him away, then all of a sudden there's this huge bomb that comes out about how I'm not trusting the science and all of this. Whereas if I just kind of let him run his mouth, but then I also say my opinion, you know, at least it's kind of equal. Basically, he said, we're going to have bombs thrown at us either way. So sometimes in life, you only have bad choices. And I would say that the way Fauci was propped up by the Democrats and the media left President Trump with only bad choices. It's either let him run his mouth and also counter him, or fire him and have, you know, one giant explosion all at once.
Brian, do you think Trump's going to run again? And how much do you think, obviously, the sort of legal troubles surrounding him impact whether he's going to run again or not?
So I would say, given what I have observed since the White House, he is involved at every level. He's got the most powerful endorsement. He's still doing rallies. It seems to me more likely than not, Trump runs. He also wants to counter those who are out to get him by saying, you know, this is for political purposes. I think they're actually sort of baiting him into running. I think it's more likely than not. The other side of the coin, which I think is, again, less than 50%, would be he says, you know what, I'm having so much fun doing live golf. I'm having so much fun in the private sector, just kind of being a kingmaker, living in paradise at Mar-a-Lago. Why would I get back into politics? It's such a nasty business. So I think he's weighing those things, but I would say more than 50%, I think he runs.
Brian, your book, Vignettes and Vino, Dinner Table Stories from the Trump White House with Recipes and Cocktail Pairings. Quite a cocktail book. Tell me a bit about either give me a story, a recipe, or a cocktail pairing that 45 himself would approve of.
Oh, my gosh. So first recipe, you know, we all know he likes a nicely charred steak.
Oh, it's disappointing.
Oh, my gosh. You went to well-done steak, Brian? We might have to dump this audio. Go ahead.
My steak recipe is not that.
Okay,
but it is a steak sandwich recipe that my wife came up with that is thinly sliced, well seasoned. It's got a delicious garlic aioli on it, served on, I think we have it on ciabatta with arugula on there. It's absolutely delicious. It's an honor of a story of when I was with President Trump in Bedminster. And of course, they make his favorite steak in Bedminster. I would say story, my first week at the White House was something I dealt with Fauci. He got himself invited to throw out the first pitch for Major League Baseball when we were going to have President Trump throw out the first pitch. But before they could announce it, Fauci, who's friends with the Washington Nationals owners, got himself invited. So we had to come up with an alternate event, which actually worked out great because we had Mariano Rivera with some little leaguers, and we had ESPN and Barstool Sports there. And it was like a total home run of a day. Sorry for the metaphor. It was absolutely outstanding. And the poetic justice is that when Fauci threw out the first pitch, other than Carly Rae Jepsen's, it was the worst first pitch ever thrown. He basically
but Fauci stole the first pitch honors from Trump?
Wow.
Yes. So our staff was in contact with Major League Baseball. They were going to have President Trump throw out the first pitch. Before there was any announcement, Fauci and the Nats conspired to get Fauci invited instead, and they put the announcement out before the White House and Major League Baseball could.
Wow. I mean, that's a great story. I didn't know that. Thank you for
that. Doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's insane. That's absolutely ridiculous. Thank you, Brian. The book, obviously, we'd encourage people to check it out.
Vignettes and Vino, dinner table stories from the Trump White House. Our friend Brian Morgenstern. Brian, good to talk to you, buddy.
You guys, thanks for having me on. Great to chat.
Look, having an emergency food supply on hand is a prudent investment no matter what's going on. We just had the Fed increase interest rates. We got all sorts of issues with supply chain. Still can't find a lot of your favorite foods on the shelves depending on what part of the country you live on. And prices are up 13.5% when they are there on average, grocery prices over last year. Why not go ahead and prepare yourself for what could be a very difficult fall and winter with My Patriot Supply? They are the nation's largest emergency food company, and they are offering a 20% discount on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. I have this at my house. You can have it in yours, too. Kit gives you breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, snacks for 3 solid months per person. You can rest easy when you have this kit safely in your home or where you think it's best to safely store it. Here's how you get hooked up. 20% off, too good to pass up. Sale will end soon, however, so you need to go to preparewithclayandbuck.com to grab this deal before it goes away. 20% savings one more time. Preparewithclayandbuck.com. Well, one more time again. Preparewithclayandbuck.com.
Clay and Buck, 24/7. Subscribe today.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone
or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Closing up shop here in a moment on Clay and Buck. Appreciate you all rolling with us. And I got to get a copy of Brian's cocktail and recipe book to make sure that I try the steak sandwich. It's not, I'm getting hungry, Clay. This is what happens as part of the show.
This is the lunchtime. I love this time slot. It's a lot of fun doing the show. But it's impossible to have a normal lunch, by and large, when you're on from 11 to 2 where I am, 12 to 3 where you are.
Yeah, I have perfected the art of eating a cheeseburger in less than the 4 minutes we have on a station break, which, let me tell you, you got to wolf that thing down, man. You're 4 minutes for a cheeseburger sounds like enough time, but you know what, Clay? I'm just not a quitter. You know, I'm a guy who gets it done.
It is it's a tight fit. It's the only bad thing about this this time slot is it's tough to figure out how exactly to balance out your lunch. But we are managing to survive.
We are. But you know who's not managing to survive? Some of the characters on the House of the Dragon show. Have you been watching this one?
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
I got to say,
five episodes. It's pretty good.
When I watch a show that is based upon another wildly successful show and a new version of it, this is a prequel, of course, and I'm like, oh, wow, they're actually doing the whole good writing thing or staying true to what made the original so good. A little bit like the Top Gun Maverick phenomenon, right? Where it's like just take the things that were amazing, update them, execute it well. I think that it's a better prequel than I expected, honestly, at this stage. It's been pretty good. I don't know how much, what percentage do you think of our audience are House of the Dragon watchers?
Ooh, 20? That's a great question.
10? I don't know.
10%. I mean, there's a monster audience.
I think
out
like
there.
20 million people globally or something like that watch that.
Yeah, right.
That
but
show.
I mean, it's a small percentage of Americans in general that watch any show, basically, except for NFL football, which everybody watches. But I would guess it's a great question. What percentage of
really,
our
Clay,
audience?
Everybody watches NFL football? Everybody, Clay?
I mean, pretty much everybody watches.
Every normal American, maybe, but not all of us.
Watches NFL football. I know people have been antagonized over the political related. I'm just talking about total numbers.
Oh, I just meant me. Like, I haven't seen an NFL game.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Last year, I think I did watch this. It's just an excuse to hang out with my dad and my brothers. But right.
I mean, a lot of people watch the Super Bowl who have no interest in the NFL, over, you know, 100 million.
I am more concerned
people.
with the food situation at the
Super Bowl parties.
Yeah, which is, I mean, the dip, if you don't go all out with your Super Bowl dip, I feel like that's a huge missed opportunity, because no matter the caloric content, the macros, none of that matters. All that matters is this the most delicious liquid you could put on a chip of some kind to eat. That is the mission. That is the only mission.
I love the. I'm trying to think what
is your go-to
dip,
by the way. What do you
buffalo chicken dip? I think is the greatest. Have you ever had a buffalo chicken dip?
I was going to say like the cheese artichoke dip, like artichoke.
Spinach and artichoke dip. I mean, that's a solid, you know, you can always order it at a restaurant. It's impossible to go wrong. It's hard to screw up. It's like chicken tenders. Like, I don't know what if you screw up chicken tenders, you can't be trusted to cook anything.
Oh, that's the safest thing to order in any restaurant.
By far.
If you're in a restaurant, you're like, I don't even trust the cleanliness of this place, never mind the cooking skills. Get the chicken tenders, you'll be good to go.
Everybody likes them. It's impossible to screw it up. But yeah, the buffalo chicken dip. It might be buffalo chicken ranch dip. I can't remember exactly what it's called. I could literally eat, you know, sometimes
but
you have the
dip. Is it chunks of chicken in the dip? Because I always feel like dip is four. See, we really are hungry, guys. Is this part of the day?
I mean, we're driving everybody. Sometimes you try something and you're like, I could eat this entire 10 with just the, you know, the Frito chips that
do you dip into there, by the way? I know you're not,
no,
a,
I
you're not
make,
a cook.
I've never boiled water in my life, Buck. That's
you
not
make,
an exaggeration.
You don't even have, like, your buffalo chicken recipe?
There is zero that I make. I have not cooked anything in my entire life.
I made bacon-wrapped dates with blue cheese for the Super Bowl last year. That's how I roll.
That sounds pretty good. I've never cooked anything for a
bacon
Super Bowl
wrapped,
party.
And I mean bacon wrapped. My old workout sneaker is pretty good. So yes, bacon wrapped date with blue cheese definitely.
Well,
gets
blue
it
cheese
done.
And ranch, either one. I like both, but ranch dressing is incredible. Right?
Are you finishing the show today and grabbing a turkey and cheese sandwich right away? By the way, because I am starving. So
I will probably go. Well, I got to do a show after the show, and then I will go eat. Then I got to write on this book, which is coming along. So I'm interested to see how it's going to end up doing.
Very exciting. When's the book draft due?
December 1. So I managed to put everything that I have to do all around football season. So I've got a book draft due December 1. Won't be out till next year. There's a long lag time. So I really want to see the midterm results so I can update, you know, and get some data and analysis, at least from the preceding election. So I've got to fill that in now.
Give me a whole chapter about the steak dinner you take me out for when I'm right about Hunter Biden. So I'm excited about how that's going to go.
If Hunter Biden gets indicted, I just want the entire universe to come undone praising me over how brilliant I was.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes, educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.